Members of the Unemployed Graduates Association of Ghana are continuing with their hunger strike over what they term worsening joblessness in the country. The association began the strike last week and is threatening to intensify it by embarking on 3 days of continued demonstrations. In a statement, Director of Operations of the association, Desmond Brezabaini, debunked the notion that they are a group of lazy people. Later, in an interview with Radio Ghana, he justified their decision to go on hunger strike and demonstration. He told Bubu Klinogo that government has not instituted measures to create an enabling environment for the youth to venture into business.
Like we announced last 2 weeks that we are on hunger strike, we are still continuing with our hunger strike, and we have met government appointees within the last years, and we have put down some policy interventions which we believe can help reduce the rate of unemployment in the country.
You say you've been on hunger strike for the past 2 weeks. Why should you go on hunger strike?
We believe that someone is not working, something has been done for the change of system. There are no jobs in the system. And we believe that the government responsibility to create jobs and also create an enabling environment to help people who want to create their own jobs.
But then, what motivated you to form this Unemployed Graduate Association in the first place?
We were motivated with the current rate of unemployment in the country, and also coming from the angle that nothing has been done to help reduce the rate of unemployment, and as we move forward, the numbers keep increasing, so it's important that we come together and also fight for ourselves.
And then how many are you as members of this group?
24,100.
24,000, and you are all graduates?
Exactly.
From universities, polytechnics?
Exactly.
You are all unemployed?
Exactly.
And so you find it convenient to advertise the fact that you've been to school for so many years up in universities, and you now both describe yourself as unemployed graduates.
The issue is that when you are not working, you are unemployed. And most people have said that all graduates would create their own jobs. But one thing they forget is all men are not born to be entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurship is a mindset game. One will say that once you come to the system, you should be able to create your own jobs. But that is not the case.
That should be the case, because as graduates or as people who have been to the universities and the polytechnics, you should have learned something from the universities. You should have broadened your horizon, that you should be able to do something on your own. Because other than that, then there should be no difference between you and somebody who has not gone to the university at all.
You see, that is where we always get it wrong as people and as a nation, that once you've been to university, you should be able to create your own jobs. One, if you want to create your own jobs, you need an enabling environment to create your own jobs. You need to register your business. You need to go through certain processes.
Okay? But have you taken the initial step? Your members, you say you're about 24,000. Have you taken the initial step to do something that you have encountered some obstacles that is preventing you? In fact, about 24,000 of you, you can form many cooperatives that you can bring your little resources together and do something rather than going about describing yourself as unemployed
graduate. Thank you very much. Like we rightly said, ever since our formation in 2010, for the last 3 years, we have farms in Wollensee, Talensee, Pampasu, Krokese. And one most unfortunate thing which happened in Wollensee last 2 years was that because the road network of Wollensee is very bad, so our members who went into farming after harvest wanted to transport their goods from the market were unable to transport it to the market because there were no good roads.
And that was Director of Operations of Unemployed Graduates Association of Ghana, Desmond Brezabaini, talking to Bubu Klinogo.